Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Text here after a conversation with Dr. Fred that said, I'm not turning off the air conditioner. What are the doctors thinking? I don't know that anybody told you to turn off the air conditioner. I certainly didn't hear that. I think maybe the doctor might have said ideally that air conditioners, not ideally, but they recirculate the air. So ideally we would like it to be 70 degrees where everybody could have the windows wide open. But nobody told you to turn the air conditioner off. And I think that's a lot of the problem with this whole thing is that people are looking to find fault with everything or get hurt about everything or in some way look threatened or feel threatened when in fact they're just trying to get this behind us. Dr. Alex Biu joins us, Assistant Secretary of Health for Louisiana Department of Health's Office of Public Health. Morning, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
It's good to talk to you again, and I know you're very busy. I don't want to waste a lot of time on deniers or so forth, but if you can, just, you know, as a public appeal, just for the health of the public, kind of explain to people about COVID in Louisiana and what's happening and how important it is to wear a mask and do what the governor's asking you to do.
Well, sure. I mean, I think, sadly, we're in a position where we're seeing more and more COVID spreading across the state. And you know, I think if we go back, a month ago, we were watching. Yeah, there was clearly still a lot of COVID around the state, but we were watching cases decline. We were seeing people in the hospital who were there for COVID reasons on the decline, and hoping that put us in a situation where we could start opening up more and more sectors of the economy. Unfortunately, I think what we've seen is that there's just been an uptick in the spread of COVID. We've seen more people showing up to emergency departments with symptoms. Certainly a real big increase in the number of cases. And now it's having an effect on hospitals. We've had hospitals in the Lake Charles area, the Alexandria area, and the Lafayette area all talking about, running out of space for their COVID folks and having to open up more of those extra floors and extra units and extra beds that we had been sort of dealing with in New Orleans back at the beginning of the epidemic. And so what's interesting is what started as, the epidemic really impacting the New Orleans area, now the rest of the state really looks more like what, New Orleans did back in March. And so to your point, the biggest thing that I can convey to people is there's a lot of COVID out in the community, and we all need to take the steps to keep ourselves and our neighbors and the people who are most vulnerable to the impacts of this virus safe. And the most important thing we can do is wear a mask and keep 6 feet away from people who aren't in our household. And just try to listen to the common sense advice. And then you can continue to do some of the things that you've been enjoying doing with the economy reopening.
Our goal here is what, Dr. Biu? Our goal, so people can understand and separate the noise and the politics from it. Our goal is to, the goal of the health department, the Louisiana Department of Public Health, is, as it relates to COVID, what?
Yeah, to get the COVID cases decreasing, to protect our healthcare resources so that we can treat the people who are ill enough to need that level of care. And ultimately, just to control the spread of COVID in the state. again, you know, back to where we were, you know, mid-May and early June. We want to be able to have some movement around the state, people be able to engage in their daily life more, the things that they need to do to also keep themselves healthy outside of COVID, while also just containing the spread of COVID. And right now, we are not able to contain the spread of COVID without the help of the public.
If you can, talk about hospitals and capacity, therapeutics. Are we, how much of a chance is there? Or you don't want to get to where we were before, right? With hospital rooms overrun, CCUs overrun, ventilator shortages, et cetera, et cetera. Have we gotten better at caring for patients since this first started? And as a result, does that lessen the chance of us getting there?
Yeah, we definitely have. I mean, I think, you know, when you go back to the early days of the epidemic, you know, obviously COVID had been circulating in the greater New Orleans area for longer than before our first case, right? So probably for about a week or two at least. And so right as we were starting to identify cases, our hospitals were seeing their emergency rooms get really full of people who were sick. And this was, you know, the first experience with COVID that we had had in the state. So people didn't know, how do you care for somebody ideally who has this virus? Now, you know, several months in, we have our doctors who've had great experience with these patients. A lot of exposure, unfortunately, to critically ill patients. And so we're able to do more to keep people from ever needing a ventilator. We're able to get people off a ventilator faster. But we still very much, you know, we still have a large number of people who require that kind of high level of care. And as you can see with the numbers we report every day, we still have Louisianans who die every day from COVID. So while we've gotten better at treating it, it is still a big risk. And the more people who get COVID, the more likely we are to see more people who need that level of care. And there's still the risk of overwhelming our healthcare resources. The other thing that's going on right now is younger people are getting infected by and large. Now, we're starting to see everybody's numbers increase, including the people who are over 60. But really, the driver of the recent cases are people, you know, 18 to 29 predominantly. They're less likely to need to be in the hospital, less likely to have the bad outcomes. But what they are very likely to do is continue to spread this in the community and reach those people in the 40-plus age range, the 60-plus age range, who are at really high risk for needing to go to the hospital. So the more cases we have, the more likely we are to use even those resources that we now know how to apply very well. And things like remdesivir, the drugs that we do have access to, while helping, are not cures and do not prevent, you know, everybody from dying. So it's really the kind of thing where the prevention is the best thing that we can do.
Real quick, we only have a minute left. How do we get a handle on testing? Because it seems as though that is a very important piece of the puzzle that is not there.
Well, you know, there's part of that we can control, part we can't. So we continue to talk with you know, the federal government. We have you know, the vice president and others visiting us today. Talk about, you know, the supply chain and how we can make sure that the reagents and supplies that are being prepared by these companies can get to places throughout our state so we can do the testing. But the other thing that we're looking at is actually innovating as well. How can we do things like pooling together samples at some of these sites where we're testing large numbers of people so that, you know, one test actually gives five people an answer. So things like that to allow us to really, you know, test more people more efficiently are the kind of things that we're doing. But we've been really successful in the state in getting testing into, you know, every part of the state, and we want to continue to have that ability because that's how we're going to be able to get on top of this. Know who's infected and give them helpful information about isolating or quarantining so that we don't have this spread just widespread through the community.
Appreciate your time, Doctor. I really do, and I hope we talk to you again soon. Dr. Alex Biu, Assistant Secretary of Health for the Louisiana Department of Health's Office of Public Health. 7:54, more when we return. Right now, time for WWL Traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.